The dean of the LBJ School of Public Affairs, Dean Max Sherman, is here. He's had the job of directing or supervising or controlling Wilbur these past few years. Dean Sherman, would you want to make any comments? Or we're glad to have you here.
Thank you. After what Aubrey just said, let me just share one thing, because the last few years, Wilbur was very much involved in teaching and working with young people. And in his letter of resignation to President Johnson, I think he captured the spirit of what he committed himself to, and it picks up the challenge that many of these speakers who have preceded me had to say. But toward the end of the letter of January the 8th, 1969, he said, "I return soon now to teaching and social action, where I hope to encourage young men and women to join in that ever-challenging quest for a more just and more beautiful society. Justice and beauty have ever been the goals of leaders of the state since the time of Plato. I hope the quest will never cease. I hope we can encourage young men and women to continue that quest now." And that's what he committed his life to in the last years, of working and to continue to inspire in young people the fact that you can make a difference, that you can commit your life to something, and you can affect what happens now and in the future. That was Wilbur Coyne, and those of us at the LBJ School are very pleased to have had a chance to share in that remarkable, remarkable spirit.